with mediators like these. As guns, rockets, and bombs from fighter planes go silent, the real war begins between the apartheid state Israel and the embattled occupied state of Hamas on behalf of the captives of Gaza. This is the war of words. How can we say that words are more real than bombs? Because under the pressure of Arab states, the U.S. and Israel, Hamas is being urged to sell their souls, as has already been done by the so-called Palestinian Authority of the West Bank. Hamas, hammered by the bombs given to Israel by the Americans, is quietly being urged to sell out the interests of the Palestinian people, a people besieged like few populations in the world by a racist, tyrannical state that pummels and kills them if they dare to resist their bludgeoning. Today, the Palestinian Authority has been trained by the Zionists and Americans to keep their people in line and quiescent while Israelis scoop up more and more Palestinian lands, water supplies, and anything else of value. It is a crime under Israeli apartheid law to even mention the occupation. And these crimes are prosecuted by the Israeli military, where Palestinians, even juveniles, face military judges under military law. These courts are only for Palestinians, not Israelis. It is a mirror of the Bantustan system that once reigned in South Africa. South Africa's Anglican Archbishop Desmond Tutu, speaking of his visit there, said, "I have been very deeply distressed in my visit to the Holy Land. It reminded me so much of what happened to us blacks in South Africa. I have seen the humiliation of the Palestinians at checkpoints and roadblocks, suffering like us when young white police officers prevented us from moving about." Now, as words replace shrapnel, the U.S., Israel's armory, and its bank proposes to play the role of mediator. In what world can that even begin to look fair? From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.